This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the April 29th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I've got some good songs to play for you this afternoon. We're going to play one by Alice Cooper based on a post I made on my blog this week. We're going to play two songs by a new band I've recently discovered, including one song that may be the most beautiful song I've ever heard, even though I don't know what it says. We'll talk some about that later. We'll also have a little bit of tech talk. We'll cover the main blogging lawsuit that people have been writing about, and we'll feature a new blogger that I've recently discovered who I think might be one of the next big things. So stay tuned. We've got a good show this afternoon. We'll cover some good songs, some tech talk, and as is our tradition, we'll finish up with a blues number. So I'm glad you're here, and sit back and enjoy. This past week, when I was doing my reading one day, I noticed a post on Fred Wilson's blog about Alice Cooper. And Fred has a series on his blog called Nuggets, which is something akin to my Top 50 Records series, where he talks about music he likes that a lot of people may not appreciate or may have forgotten about. He picked Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper as a great record, and it was. But in that post, Fred links to a post by Bob Lefsetz on his site, which is ranting about the fact that Alice Cooper is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wasn't aware of that, but let me just go on record, as I did on the blog, and say that it is an absolute travesty. If Alice Cooper is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then it's not really a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's some other kind of Hall of Fame. And in his post, Bob makes a phenomenally excellent point, and he says how absurd it is that everybody talks about Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit as a generational anthem, but you never hear anybody talk about Alice Cooper's 18, which is by far, in my opinion, the best generational coming-of-age anthem ever, and Alice Cooper had tons of them. Teenage Lament 74 is also an excellent teenage anthem. So let's start out by playing a guy who ought to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a travesty he isn't. Alice Cooper doing 18, leading off this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Thank you.
If that's not the greatest coming-of-age anthem ever put down vinyl, I'll kiss your ass. I can't believe he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let me say, you know, I wasn't some gigantic Alice Cooper fan when I was a kid. I owned many of his records, but I was much more of an Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Grateful Dead guy. But I listened to Alice Cooper, and I like him, and it's outrageous that he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw Alice Cooper one time so far, and that was around 1976 in North Carolina during his Alice Cooper Goes to Hell tour, and it was a great show. And I tell you what, if he comes to Houston again, I'd be very much inclined to go. And I'd also be pretty inclined, if my kids are a little older, to take at least some of them with me, because Alice Cooper is a rock and roll legend, and from all reports, a pretty good guy to boot. So he ought to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Next song I'm going to play is a song by a new band I just discovered this past week called the Blue Runners out of New Orleans. All of my friends in Houston just turned out to be from New Orleans, and I mentioned it at dinner one night, and they all said, yeah, we know the Blue Runners. We've seen them a million times, and we love them. Well, I have never heard of them before, even though allegedly they play the Houston circuit some. I'm going to check them out next time they're here. But I was listening to one of the stations on XM, and they played a song called I Got You by this band called the Blue Runners. I immediately went to Amazon when I got home and bought it. And I'm going to play the song I heard first. It's a song called I Got You off of their Honeysides record from 2004. I'm going to tell you what, whether you are a Cajun Zydeco fan or just a rock and roll fan or just a fan of good music, you ought to go to Amazon and buy this record, because this is a good song. And I'm going to play one more later off this record. But this record's got 13 songs on it, and every one of them is a dadgum great song. So I highly recommend the Blue Runners, Honeysides. This is I Got You, the song that turned me on to my new band, the Blue Runners, here on the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Sultry summer day. There's times down here I think the summer won't ever go away. The nights are hot and the days are long. I'm having fever dreams with my air conditioner on. I ain't talking about nothing new. It's the same thing everybody here goes through. Difference now, I got you. Don't know what to do with myself a lot of the time. Most of my days spent trying to make things right. Can't hardly make sense of half the shit I say. Now to make it through, if I ever get stuck.
stuck, I just asked myself, what would Sonny do? Yeah, the difference now, I got you.
Can I just preach for a few minutes about what a good song that is? Have you ever heard a song with a better beat, better arrangement? That accordion in there and that slide guitar is just unbelievable to me. I love that song. There's so much talent coming out of New Orleans musical-wise, it's not even funny. And the fact that there's a band that good that's been playing forever that I just heard of last week tells me there's hope for me to discover some more good music to play here on this podcast, because that is a good song. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to play a song in a little while off that record that when I heard it, I started sobbing. And I'm not kidding. I was driving home from work the other night playing this record, and I got to this one song, and I can't explain it. I mean, I'm not a guy who cries very much, but this song just blew me away. And I'm going to play it for you in a minute here on the podcast, and we'll see if you agree how beautiful it is. While I'm on the topic of beautiful songs, let's play one by somebody else that I really like. Florence Dorr is, I think, originally from Nashville, Tennessee, where I used to live. And like many of us, she came up playing punk and rock and roll and settled on sort of country folk, alternative country. She's got a record called Perfect City, which is a great record. I highly recommend it. And it's got many good songs on there, including a beautiful one called Wintertown. But the one I'm going to play is a third track called No Nashville. Beautiful, beautiful song. It's about going home. And anybody who's ever been away and then tried to go back home realizes that Jimmy Buffett was right. You can't always go home again, and it's a very different place, and we've all experienced it. And many of us have tried to put it in words and music, and I've done it. I've got many songs about my love, yet conflicted feelings about where I came from, and I've never done it as well as she does it, and she does it great in No Nashville. This is No Nashville, Florence Dorr, D-O-R-E, off of her record from 2002 called Perfect City. No Nashville. Beautiful, beautiful song.
You can't drink, it's dry here, and there's 40 miles to town. Sister's getting married, so I came up. I said, all right. And she said, honey, there'll be no Nashville tonight. Up in the mountains, there's nothing to do. So sit around with your daddy and talk about your youth. Church Street and start raising hell. And all our sweet plays need the Parthenon lights. And don't say, honey, there'll be no Nashville tonight. Something might change in these blue hills tonight. Meanwhile, honey, I'm going to Nashville tonight.
Well, I got to do it again. I got to play some more Hang Dogs. I've played Hang Dogs several times in the podcast. They're my favorite alternative country band from New York City. And I knew of these guys through email correspondence and whatnot way back in the day. And this is off their first record, at least their first commercially released record, from 1998, East of Yesterday, which, by the way, has the most excellent song, Speed Rack, which I've played before on this podcast. So I'm going to play one now called The Man with a Plan That Went Awry. It's the eighth song on that record. And I tell you what, this record from 1 through 12 is excellent. I'm a big fan of the Hang Dogs, which is why I've turned my podcast into a quasi-Hang Dog fan cast. But here's the Hang Dogs from 1998 doing The Man with a Plan That Went Awry on the Newsom.org Rancho cast.
Time at it all figured. winter right.
One of the things I posted about a couple of weeks ago on my blog was the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. I posted after seeing a post by Doc Searles, one of my internet friends, who was talking about the earthquake he lived through and witnessed, as well as the fact that if you look at the statistics, we're past due for an earthquake, a significant earthquake. And it's troubling. You know, here in Texas, we got hurricanes. And I remember when I was a kid, we used to be scared to death of tornadoes. And I guess in San Francisco, they got earthquakes. And there's always something. Mother Nature's always threatening us with something, I suppose. But anyway, I thought that Doc's post was very thought-provoking. So I'm going to play a song for old Doc Searles and everybody else out there in California. This is by one of my favorite alternative country bands, the Old 97s, doing a song off of their Too Far to Care record from 1997 called Just Like California. Let's take a music break and have a little tech talk for a few minutes, specifically blogosphere talk. As many of you have probably read about, there's a lawsuit going on up in Maine right now where an advertising agency for the state of Maine Tourism Department has sued a blogger named Lance Dunston. Lance runs a blog called Maine Web Report. And on his blog in the past, he has been critical of the Maine Department of Tourism and specifically about an advertising campaign they were doing that was being run by an outfit called Warren Kramer, it looks like piano, spell funny, advertising. And a couple things that Lance posted on the site were, one, he was critical in general of the campaign, which should be fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I was critical today of this new stock blogging network that AOL's come up with. That shouldn't result in you being sued. But he also was critical of the advertising agency. And then he went to Google and he did some keyword searches. And because Google's algorithm that it uses to return search results based on your keywords, you can get some pretty varying results. If you go and search, for example, Kent Newsom, you're going to get my blog. You go search Newsom, coffee beans, beach balls, you'll probably get all kind of crazy things. And that's one of the ways that Google tries to guess what we're looking for when you put in wildly divergent keywords. But be as it may, through searching for some terms involving Maine and tourism, Lance was able to return a Google search page that had links to some sexually oriented sites and things that just really weren't appropriate for the state of Maine. And I don't know if that's a problem or just a fact or just something that is just a necessary issue when you're doing keyword searches. But as it may, he posted it on his website. And apparently, he also came across an ad for Maine's tourism that had a phone number that seems to be incorrect. Instead of being a number for the tourism department, somehow it was a number for some sex chat line or something. You can go to mainewebreport.com and read all about it. I haven't followed this story closely. But what I do know is that as a result of all this, he's being sued by the advertising agency. And Mike Arrington on his page comes out strongly, strongly on Lance's side. And while I don't always agree with Mike on everything he says, I think Mike has got a great thing going at TechCrunch. You know, I don't always agree. He loves a lot more of these Web 2.0 applications than I do. But like him, I'm an attorney. I'm still a practicing attorney. Now, I don't know diddly about libel and slander. In fact, my 8-year-old daughter probably knows more about that than I do. It's not what I do. So when I mention that, I'm not talking here as an attorney. I'm just talking as a guy who can read and be logical. It seems to me that this is just an improper use of a lawsuit. One of Mike Arrington's points, which I fully agree with, is that the U.S. legal system really isn't set up to deal with disputes between great, big, gigantic companies with lots of money and one guy who probably doesn't have that kind of money. So fortunately for Lance, he's got some association lawyers, and hopefully, I hope it's pro bono. He's got a lawyer from a good firm as his lead lawyer who are defending this lawsuit. But, you know, it seems to me that if every time somebody says something you don't like, you haul off and sue them just because you can, you're misusing the system. I don't think that's right, and I hope that Lance wins. Now, let me say one thing. One thing I learned, and I speak to my law school class, I always tell them there are always two sides to every story. And when my kids come to me and they're in a fight, the first one who gets to speak, it sounds like she's been egregiously wronged by the other one. And I have to wait to hear the other one's story, which sounds equally as egregious, to figure out what the truth is, if you can ever figure it out. So, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that this advertising agency is necessarily evil and wicked for doing this. I think this, at a minimum, it's a tremendous overreaction. They're a freaking ad agency, for crying out loud. If they want to trash this guy, then trash him by writing rebuttals. But be that as it may, there's a lawsuit going on. I think that cooler heads ought to prevail, and these guys ought to dismiss this ridiculous lawsuit. But if you want to read more about it, go to mainewebreport.com, and you can read more about it. But it's just another example of how too often in our country, people with the greater resources feel like right and wrong is at their whim and at their interpretation. And again, I'm sure there are two sides to the story, but this is a lawsuit that doesn't need to be happening, and I hope that this advertising agency will dismiss it and these guys will just agree to disagree. So that's me on that lawsuit. You can read more about it. I may write about it. I'm not that interested in it other than to add my moderate support for Lance and his effort to fend back this lawsuit, which I think is improper. But it's something that I think is interesting. And we, as bloggers, we have to be careful. I mean, when I write my post and I write about something like I did today, when I criticized this new stock blog network that Jason Calacanis and AOL are doing, you know, I was very careful to say this is all my opinion, because it is my opinion. And the day that we can't express our opinions in this country is in deep, deep, deep trouble. And the fact that somebody has more money than somebody else should absolutely possibly not be used to stifle their right to have their opinions, be they popular opinions or not. So I feel pretty confident that Lance will win this lawsuit, but I hope that he doesn't have to win. I hope they dismiss it and be grown-ups about it. So that's me on this lawsuit. Let's get back to some good music. Well, summertime is approaching quickly. My kids will be out of school in another month, and we've started swimming and running around the yard and playing, and it's fun. And one thing that happens to me every time it starts to warm up and get towards the summer is I start listening to reggae. I don't know why, but I do. I haven't played much reggae here on the podcast, but I like it. So I'm going to play in honor of the coming summer and all the fun we're going to have outside at the beach and whatnot. I'm going to play for you today, right now, my absolute favorite reggae song of all time by my favorite reggae singer of all time, Peter Tosh. Like Bob Marley, it's great. But Peter Tosh is the man. This is off of his 1988 record, The Toughest. It's a live version of Equal Rights, Down Presser Man, which whenever I tell my wife when she asks me to take out the trash or to feed the dog, I always say, stop oppressing me. She knows that I'm messing with her, but she doesn't really know that came from this song. Here is Peter Tosh doing a little reggae on this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Turn it up loud because it's a good one.
I don't know where you're gonna run. Oh, hello.
Well, let's take another break and talk about a little tech some more. I'm going to talk today about a new blog that I found. It's one of the things I'm going to try to do about every other podcast or so, talk about some new blog I'm reading. And today I'm going to talk about Omega Mom. I first found Omega Mom, I don't remember exactly where. Maybe she linked to me and I went back and looked at her blog and started reading it. I'm interested in her blog for many reasons. One, she's an extraordinarily good writer. Number two, she's a mom of a four-year-old, and I've got a four-year-old. My girl Delaney's four, and she seems to be the twin sister from different mothers to Omega Mom's daughter. But she's a good writer, and she really lays it out there. And I really have come to like her blog. I mentioned this week I did the one-sentence post, which I found in her blog. She didn't start it, but she found it. I thought it was very interesting. A lot of people enjoyed that exercise with us. And then she wrote the other day, she wrote an article in response to a post about angry agnostics. And her post was incredibly well written. And you can tell she really means it. And it was good stuff. But what really got me and why I'm talking about it right now is after that post got picked up by MSNBC and some other people, she got a lot of traffic. And her blog thus far is not a high traffic blog. Then she went back on and she posted sort of a response. And she did three things in this post, which I think sums up why I think she might be one of the next big things blog-wise. First, she lays out very logically her position on something as complex as spirituality and does a heck of a job responding to some of the discussions that happened on her post. Then in the very same post, she talks about a performance she went to by some Navajo singers and dancers, and she mentions something in there that's just very heart-wrenching. In the sense of racism, that kind of thing. And she puts it in such a personal context that it just really gets to you. And then she turns around and she tells sort of an equally funny and touching and confessional post about taking her daughter to a show and having her daughter, you know, raise Cain and have to leave, which happens to me every place we go, so I know how that works. And it's just, it was three different little snippets in one post that covered the gamut of good writing. I'm a fan of her blog, and again, I'm not the only one. She's starting to get some traffic. But if you want to add a good blog to your reading list, it's Omega Mom. And I wonder if she's a Omega Man. It's a great movie, by the way, fan. But anyhow, omegamom.blogspot.com. She's on my blog roll, too. If you just go to my blog roll, you'll see it. But check it out, because it's a good blog. And I love welcoming new voices to the table, and this is somebody who's got something to say. So check it out. omegamom.blogspot.com for a good blog, some good writing. All right, let's wrap it up. I mentioned a little while ago I was going to play a song by my new band, the Blue Runners. It might be the most beautiful song I've ever heard, and it's time to do that right now. I bought the record after hearing the song I Got You I played a few minutes ago on XM, and I put it in my truck, and I was listening to it coming home the other night, and I got to song number 8, called Valse de Grand-Père, which is Grandfather's Waltz in French. And I'm not a guy who cries that much. I mean, yeah, I can get emotional or feel emotional at movies and sometimes with songs, not that much, but for reasons I just can't really figure out other than the sheer beauty of it. About two-thirds of the way through the song, I was almost sobbing in my truck driving home. This song is just so beautiful. It just slays me. I mean, it's just beautiful. And so I went to, a little while ago, while I was playing one of the songs that I played a few minutes ago, I went to the Blue Runners website, bluerunners.com, and I found a little story. I found out what the song's about. It's written by the bass player, Cal Stevenson of the Blue Runners, and it was an ode to his recently deceased grandfather. And it's got three verses. The first verse, he's singing to his son. The second verse, he's singing to his daughter. And the third verse, he's singing to his wife, who had already passed away. And go to BlueRunners.com and check it out, because before you do that, though, just listen to the song. It doesn't matter if you don't speak French. Just listen to the song and see if it does to you what it does to me. What a beautiful song. This is Valse de Grand-Père by the Blue Runners, my new band here on the Newsome.org Rancho Cast. God, that's a beautiful song. That's just simply the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my entire life, and that covers a lot of songs. I'm going to read the translation of the third verse. Again, this is a song written, this guy wrote it by his grandfather who had recently died, and it's from his grandfather's point of view. And the first verses, he's singing first to his son, then to his daughter. Then he sings to Rita, who was his, I presume, that was his wife who'd already died. This is the third verse. Rita: sorry I haven't come sooner, this life wasn't done. I promise this dance will go on forever and my love will endure. And that sounds like very simple words, but in the context of the first two verses, when he's reaching out to his son and his daughter, that's a pretty powerful verse, pretty powerful song. I guess I'd say if you don't buy any records this year other than this one, go buy it, because this is a good record. And I am just honored to walk the same earth as somebody who can make a song that beautiful. And if it sounds like I'm being effusive, it's only because I feel that way. That is a fine, fine song. And I bet I'll listen to that song 50,000 more times the next few years, because that is a mighty, mighty good song on a good record. So anyhow, I'm now a Blue Runners fan, and I hope you are too. Go buy the record, because I think you'll like it. All the songs are pretty good. Now, take it home with a blues song, as is our tradition here on the Rancho Cast. One of the blues bands that never gets nearly as much credit and run as they should are the Rising Suns. And the Rising Suns were put together back in the 60s, and it was a blues band. And just let me tell you the lineup, and it speaks for itself. Ry Cooder, Taj Mahal, Kevin Kelly, who was later in the Byrds, and briefly Ed Cassidy, who was later in the popular band Spirit. This band broke up in 1966, so they weren't together a long time, but they put together some great, great music in a relatively short period of time, including their most excellent version of Statesboro Blues. Now, I mentioned the Allman Brothers a while ago, and I love the Allman Brothers, and I believe their version of Statesboro Blues from the Live at the Fillmore record is the best live rock and roll song ever, with the best live guitar riff ever. But here's a version by Rising Suns. And it's a different version because, again, Statesboro Blues is a very old traditional blues song. And I love the way the Allman Brothers do it, but I also love the way the Rising Suns do it. So here are the Rising Suns wrapping up the April 29, 2006 edition of the Rancho Cast with Statesboro Blues. Thank you.
got mama, I'll turn your lamp now low. Wake up, mama, now I'll turn your lamp down low. Have you got the name Grand Taj Mahal from your door? I woke up this morning, baby, and it stays for blue. I woke up this morning, baby, I had them stays for the blues. Looked over in the corner, grandma, grandpa had them too. Mama got them, papa got them, sister got them, everybody got them. I'm going to the country, mama, do you want to go? If I can't take you, I believe I'll take three, four more.
That's pretty righteous by anybody's definition. Well, that's it for this edition of the Rancho Cast. Thanks for listening. Let me say a word about the music. I'm a longtime songwriter and musician. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. These are low bitrate MP3s. I'm just trying to give some exposure to some good overlooked music that everybody ought to know about, so you can go buy it. Everything I played tonight is available on Amazon.com and probably at least some of your favorite bricks and mortar stores. So go online or go to your store and buy it and check it out. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us. Our listener numbers are growing slowly and somewhat surely. Again, I say it every week, but as we've talked about before, it's hard to get the word out about a podcast. So if you like what you hear and you think that tech and blues and Americana and alternative country and classic rock is kind of a good blend, please tell your friends about us. Heck, add a link. I've never asked for a link in my life on my blog because for some reason I think you ought to just work hard and let the links come when they may. But if you like what you hear, give us a link to the podcast and ask people to tune us in because I think we're doing something that's a little unique here and hopefully there's a market for it. So thank you for listening. We'll be back in a week or two with another edition. This is Kent Newsom signing off of this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.